Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is for. Uh-huh. Okay. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say. And show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening Your Spirit Radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Well, welcome, and you know what it is. It is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show with your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, and today we have a show you will not want to miss because you're going to get some great ideas to take your business to the next level, but we're going to be talking about dollars and cents. When does it make sense to start making money in your business? This is a really important show whether you are a new person or whether you've had your business a long time, and we'll give you some ideas in regards to getting some new clients if that's where you should be. So I want to make a couple of quick announcements, and one announcement is that, as you know, on 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Business Alive, this is quick, fast information to download to your business to spiritually get you moving in the flow. And what we do here is, or what I should do, I should say, is I help and support you with some little ideas that you can take home. So make sure you stay till the end of the show because that's when the big love bombs are dropped on you. Then I want to do a little bit of information about the new show that's coming up called The Messenger. We will be starting this weekend on Saturday at 9 a.m., so make sure that you check the Blog Talk Radio page. The Messenger show will be something that I think will help people in all sorts of aspects of their life and their business, and that is where we're going to interview people that do exactly what you do, and they're going to share a little bit about what they do so you get a little bit of learning and a little bit of lessons from them, and then they're going to share a couple of quick ideas of what they do to bring in new clients. So make sure that you tune in for that. It's a 30-minute show on Saturday mornings. Okay, now we're ready to make dollars and cents of your business. So are you stressing out sometimes looking for clients? You know, do you sometimes feel like you're constantly looking for the answers? Where's my next client going to come from? Where's my next client going to come from? You know, if that's the way you're feeling, or if you're just feeling, how long is it going to take before I really turn a profit and make some money? This show's going to give you some ideas to support you with your growth and support you exactly where you are. And you know that if you listen to this show often, I always say that the divine has you directly where you're supposed to be. There is no wrong. There is no right. There just is what it is. And that the light and the love of the divine knows exactly what's right for you. So, let's start up and talk a little bit about the dollars and cents piece. And when does it make sense to make dollars? Because I think what happens a lot of times when we start a new business, and so this first piece of the show is going to be to people with new businesses. So whatever your wellness business looks like, it doesn't matter. Wherever, if you're in the first year of your business, I think what happens is people decide, okay, you know, in January, I'm going to start a new business. And for instance, if we just take today as a for instance, it's March and they're going, oh my God, but you know, I don't have enough clients. And oh my gosh, I've only had one client or I've only had two clients, or I had one client and they never came back. You know, all these things just cause this kind of stressful energy to your business. So the first thing that I want you to know is that there's many things to think about when you first start a business, more important than getting new clients. And look, I'm the first one to believe that prosperity and the energy of prosperity is something that is important that we all need. So we can, the more prosperity we have and the more energy we have that lifts up our vibration and that is able to get our message out to more people, believe me, I believe that to be true. So I want to make sure that you do hear that. But what I'm talking about here is something a little bit different. And what I'm talking about is, in the beginning when you first set up your business, there's a lot of things to think about. And, you know, you may be thinking about some of the wrong things. And the first wrong thing is, oh, my God, I'm stressing out. I don't have any clients. That's the first thought that you need to extract, release, and let go and ask the divine to heal for you or melt or blow up or let go, whatever, however that looks to you in your spiritual reference. So let's shift from that. Are you in the first 6 months to year of your business and you work with clients one-on-one? So that's the deal. You know, here at Sharpening Your Spirit Radio Show, what we do is we help energy healers to heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans, or what I call groupies, and together we heal the world. So to be able to do that, to be able to look at your business and look at all the aspects of your business and say, have I set it up correctly? So there's the business side of setting it up correctly, and then there's the energetic, spiritual side of setting it up correctly. So are you walking into your office, or you're at your desk at home or wherever it is that you work, and are you thinking with a feeling of lack and I'm not sure and I don't know what to do? Is that something that you're bringing to your energy on a regular basis? So here's the thing. Let's make sure that we really talk about what it is that you need to do up front in a few minutes. So look at your business and see if you have a lot of the major aspects that you need for your business. So some basic marketing things, a business license, a business plan, a marketing plan. And here's where a lot of people make mistakes. They think a business plan and a marketing plan are the same thing. But a business plan outlines the picture of your business. And the marketing plan is the step-by-step actions you're going to take to move forward. So when it comes to getting new clients, have you set all the correct energy or the correct platform or the correct groundwork to then move forward to get the business and have the business coming in? Because what I want to make sure I'm really clear on is you deserve prosperity. Prosperity will come to you. But do not think for 1 minute that if you are new in business, that the energy of shifting to the struggle is going to in any way help you build that business. Because unfortunately, it won't. You have to be able to stay in the energy of knowing that you're in the right place. And you need to look at your platform and just make sure that you have everything clear, defined, and that gives you a feeling of peace. So you let go of that stressing out feeling. You're not worried about, oh, my God, I have to look for clients. And you're not bringing that energy of, oh, my gosh, you know, I must really suck at this because I haven't had a client all week. Yeah, that's just not the right energy to bring. So look at what you have as far as your floor of your business and what you've put in place. Get that going and make sure that's congruent with you and your beliefs. And then start looking at what do I need to implement to get new clients. Okay, so I'm sending you guys with love and healing. If you are a new business, please stay for this last half because I'm going to give some great little ideas here and a great story. So this now is for businesses that are fully up and running. So if you have a fully up and running business, here's a story I have for you. And you know, this is so important for anybody that has a business. I recently gave out a few referrals to people in which I shared with them that somebody needed help for some reason, whether they needed a personal healing or they needed some type of wellness issues taken care of or they needed a massage. You get my point. The point is that I referred them, and these were direct referrals. Meaning the person getting the referral knew I was sending the referral. The person that was the referee or the person that's getting the beautiful healing knew, hey, I'm connecting you with this person. This person is really special in their field, and they really do something amazing, and I think that you should try them. So out of those referrals, I actually hooked people up because, hey, referrals is an amazing thing. First, when you have somebody saying, I've already tried this person, I love them, people are already going to, you know, trust a little bit more in what it is that you have to offer. And they'll go, hey, I'm going to try that too. The second piece is that referrals cost no money to you or your business. So whoever are your referral partners, whoever gives you referrals, a number one thing is to make sure that you do this. And man, is this simple. And I have people say, this is so old fashioned, Cindy. You know, you should have, you know, everybody uses the internet now. Everybody texts everybody. And I'm like, I don't care. This is so important. Go down and buy them a card, a postcard, whatever. Say, thank you so much for thinking of me. And then give them something in return. And, you know, if you ever look at, you know, a lot of the businesses out there that are trying to get your business, they do things like this. Refer us a client, get $50. Refer us a client, be a free client for life. Refer us a client and they send you some type of a little gift card or something. It doesn't matter the size of it. You can send a thank you card with a $5 gift certificate in it from Starbucks. What it matters is that if you get a referral, you acknowledge the referral, you make sure that you touch base with them, and you thank that referral partner because that one referral was free and that one referral could be 10 referrals. But if you just forget them, it may be no more referrals. Okay, so there's a simple, easy one. The other one that I want to talk about is, and this is, you know, a real super easy one as well, because what I'm talking about here are simple things that you can do for your business. If you're struggling and you're getting in that place of, oh my God, where's my next client coming from, but you've had your business for 6 months or a year, you know, you've had your business for a while and you just go, I've really struggled and it just hasn't started yet. And that is to take a look at who your partners are. And I'm not talking just about referral partners. I'm talking about who in the business that you know does something similar that you do. So maybe you do Reiki and you have a friend that is a massage therapist. Maybe you do hypnotherapy and you have a friend that does energy work. Getting together with your partners does two things for you. First off, you can always trade clients back and forth, and you can come up with packages that trade clients back and forth. Second, two heads are better than one. We've all heard of brainstorming, or what I like to call spirit storming, where you really get that synergy and energy going together to help you build your business. Find yourself a partner that's in your local neck of the woods. and see what you can do to sit with them and partner with them. Sometimes you can even share a space, and that saves you money. It's just a win-win. Don't try to do it alone. And you know what? That's the end of the show, and that's why I'm a coach, because to try to do it alone sometimes is really difficult. And I know that my business itself didn't turn around until, guess what? I hired a coach, because having somebody there that is your, you know, has the pom-poms on, that's there to support you, that's there to give you ideas, to hold you up when things are going right, and to lift you up when things aren't, boy, life-changing. This is your show, your coach, Cindy Sharp. It is Sharpening Your Spirit Radio, 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, and you know how we end the show. It's love, light, and a big kiss. See you soon.